You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project. Visit Hallelujah Scriptures for more information on this project and read about the hard copy of the Restored Name Scriptures at www.hallelujahscriptures.com. Please donate to support the completion of this important project. Thank you.
Ruth, Chapter 1. And it came to be, in the days when the rulers ruled, that there was a scarcity of food in the land, and a man from Bethlehem, Yehuda, went to sojourn in the fields of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Yehuda. And they went to the fields of Moab and came to be there. And Elimelech, husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. And they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion also died, both of them. So the woman was bereaved of her two sons and of her husband. And she rose up with her daughters-in-law and returned from the fields of Moab. For she had heard in the fields of Moab that Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. And she left the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Yehuda. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law,
"Go, return each to her mother's house. Yahweh show kindness to you as you have shown to the dead and to me. Yahweh grant that you find rest each in the house of her husband."
Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her,
"No, we shall go back with you to your people."
But Naomi said,
"Go back, my daughters. Why go with me? Have I still sons in my womb that they should become your husbands? Go back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have expectancy, even if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you shut yourselves up not to have a husband? No, my daughters, for it is much more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of Yahweh has gone out against me."
And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said,
"Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her mighty ones. Go back, follow your sister-in-law."
But Ruth said,
"Do not urge me to leave you or to go back from following after you."
You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project.
"And your Elohim is my Elohim. Where you die, I die, and there I shall be buried. Yahweh, do so to me and more also, for death itself parts you and me."
And when she saw that she was strengthening herself to go with her, she ceased to speak to her. And both of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to be that when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved because of them. And they said,
"Is this Naomi?"
And she said to them,
"Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for El Shaddai has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out filled, and Yahweh has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since Yahweh has witnessed against me, and El Shaddai has done evil to me?"
Thus Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the fields of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Ruth, Chapter 2. And Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of great wealth, of the clan of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi,
"Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose eyes I find favor."
So she said to her,
"Go, my daughter."
And she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. As it turned out, she came to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, the near relative of Elimelech. And see, Boaz had come from Bethlehem and said to the reapers,
"Yahweh be with you."
And they answered him,
"Yahweh barak you."
And Boaz said to his servant, who was appointed over the reapers,
"Whose young woman is this?"
So the servant who was appointed over the reapers answered and said,
"It is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the fields of Moab. And she said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the reapers.' And she came and has remained from morning until now. She sat a little in the house."
And Boaz said to Ruth,
"You have heard, have you not, my daughter? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and you shall go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn."
And she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him,
"Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, seeing I am a foreigner?"
And Boaz answered and said to her,
"I have been told all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father."
You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project.
Yahweh repay your work, and your reward is complete from Yahweh Elohim of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
And she said,
"Let me find favor in your eyes, my master, because you have comforted me and have spoken to the heart of your female servant, though I am not like one of your female servants."
And Boaz said to her,
"Come here at mealtime. Then you shall eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar."
And she sat beside the reapers, and he passed roasted grain to her. And she ate and was satisfied and had left over. And she rose up to glean, and Boaz commanded his young men, saying,
"Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not embarrass her. Rather, draw out from the bundles for her and leave it for her to glean, and do not restrain her."
And she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that which she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought out and gave to her what was left over after she was satisfied. Then her mother-in-law asked her,
"Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Baruch be the one who took notice of you."
And she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said,
"The name of the man I worked today with is Boaz."
And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law,
"Baruch be he of Yahweh, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead."
And Naomi said to her,
"The man is a relative of ours, one of our redeemers."
And Ruth the Moabitess said,
"He also said to me, 'Stay close to my young people until they have completed all my harvest.'"
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law,
"It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and they do not meet you in any other field."
And she stayed close to the young women of Boaz to glean till the completion of barley harvest and wheat harvest, but she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Ruth, chapter 3. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her,
"My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, so that it is well with you? And now, is not Boaz, with whose young women you have been, our relative? See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. And you shall bathe and anoint yourself and put your garments on and go down to the threshing floor. Do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies and shall go in and uncover his feet and lie down, and let him make known to you what you should do."
And she said to her,
"All that you say to me, I do."
And she went down to the threshing floor.
You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project.
And his heart was glad, and he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay down. And it came to be at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself and saw a woman lying at his feet. And he said,
"Who are you?"
And she answered,
"I am Ruth, your female servant. Now you shall spread your covering over your female servant, for you are a redeemer."
And he said,
"Baruch are you of Yahweh, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, not to go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. All that you say I do for you, for all the people of my town know that you are a capable woman. And now, it is true that I am your redeemer, However, there is a redeemer nearer than I. Stop over tonight, and in the morning it shall be that if he redeems you, good. Let him do it. But if he's not pleased to redeem you, then I shall redeem you. As Yahweh lives, lie down until morning.
And she lay at his feet until morning. And she arose before one could recognize another. And he said,
let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor.
And he said,
bring the shawl that is on you and hold it.
So she held it, and he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said,
is that you, my daughter?
And she explained to her all that the man had done for her. And she said,
he gave me these 6 measures of barley, for he said to me, do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law.
And she said,
wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter falls, for the man is not going to rest until he has completed the matter this day.
Ruth, chapter 4. And Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. And see, the redeemer of whom Boaz had spoken came by. And Boaz said,
turn aside, so-and-so. Sit down here.
And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said,
sit down here.
So they sat down. He then said to the redeemer,
Naomi, who has come back from the fields of Moab, sold a piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech, and I thought that I should disclose it to you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you do redeem it, redeem it. But if you do not redeem it, inform me so that I know. For there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you.
And he said,
I redeem it.
And Boaz said,
on the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you shall also acquire Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance.
And the redeemers.
You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project.
Right of redemption for yourself, for I am not able to redeem it.
And this was formerly done in Yisrael, concerning redeeming and exchanging, to confirm every word. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was a witness in Yisrael. So the redeemer said to Boaz,
buy it for yourself.
Then he took off his sandal. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people,
you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Kilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. And also, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have acquired as my wife, to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance, so that the name of the dead should not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses today.
And all the people who were at the gate and the elders said,
witnesses!
Yahweh make the woman who is coming to your house as Rachel and as Leah, the two who built the house of Yisrael. And prove your worth in Ephrathah, and proclaim the name in Beth Lechem. And let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Yehudah, of the seed which Yahweh gives you from this young woman.
And Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in to her, and Yahweh granted her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said to Naomi,
Baruch be Yahweh, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and let his name be proclaimed in Israel, and he shall be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him.
And Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom, and became a nurse to him. And the women, her neighbors, gave him a name, saying,
there is a son born to Naomi.
And they called his name Oved. He was the father of Yishai, the father of David. And this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez brought forth Hezron. Hezron brought forth Ram. And Ram brought forth Amminadab. And Amminadab brought forth Nachshon. And Nachshon brought forth Salmon. And Salmon brought forth Boaz. And Boaz brought forth Oved, and Oved brought forth Yishai, and Yishai brought forth David.
You're listening to a small sample of the Hallelujah Scriptures audio project. Visit Hallelujah Scriptures for more information on this project, and read about the hard copy of the Restored Name Scriptures at www.hallelujahscriptures.com. Please donate to support the completion of this important project. Thank you.